Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Community Connections Podcast. We have taken quite a little break here with the holiday season, preparing for what is now to be the fourth season of the Community Connections Podcast. Josh Proctor joins me today and will be joining me quite a bit this season.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks for having me again. I'm looking forward to a great season with you. And I just want to start by saying congratulations on season four, right? I mean, that's a big deal. That's 4 years of putting content together and doing episodes and things and all the guests that you've had and the work that you put into that. Quite a milestone.
I do appreciate that, Josh. And so many people at Hospice of Davidson County have helped with this project. It takes you back a bit to think that, you know, coming into the fourth season here, you know, we've talked about this, you know, a little bit in previous seasons. We really started this during the pandemic. It feels so long ago now. You know, I think it's 2024. So, you know, we're coming up on 4 years here since the start of the pandemic. And we started this as a way to not just teach people about hospice care, teach people about our hospice care and highlight a lot of the work that our people do. But we also did it because everyone was so isolated and, not only physically isolated, but we felt isolated. And it was a platform that we could share the stories of people doing some amazing work in Davidson County. Can I put you on the spot for a second, Josh, and ask sort of what your maybe favorite episode or maybe favorite topic that we've done is? And we didn't talk about this before, so this is truly putting you on the spot.
It is putting me on the spot. I think probably my favorite episode was the one that you and I did, probably the last one we did together, which was a few months ago, about hospitalizations and symptom management and reoccurring hospitalizations and patients as they battle long-term illnesses and things, and how hospice can help, what hospice looks like with those patients and how we can serve that population.
I appreciate that. I was going to say like, oh, I like that one too. Well, I should like them all, right? For the most part have done them all, but I do appreciate that one. 'Cause it's one of those topics where I think it's hard. If you have a loved one who's had repeated hospitalizations or maybe has some type of significant disease that they've either recently been diagnosed with or have been dealing with for a long time, it's a really hard situation to deal with, routine trips to the hospital. And I don't say that lightly, but that's how it really starts to feel that way, right? Like, you know, once a month, every 6 weeks, like here we are back in the hospital. And it's really hard, not only just physically the care that you provide, but it's also hard emotionally and mentally for families. And so I do appreciate that episode because I too like the episodes that I think maybe are harder to talk about. And they can be hard to listen to, especially if you have a loved one going through that. But I think it's important because if hospice can't have the conversation about care needs that are maybe growing in their necessity, then who can, right?
Right. Yeah. 'Cause we talked about it. I think we talked about it on the episode. I know we've had conversations about it, but nobody wants to have that conversation, right? They don't want to have that conversation in the hospital. And a lot of times they do not want to talk about prognosis and timelines and what families really need to hear to be informed.
And I hear that too. You know, I feel bad because I do some education with some of our surrounding physicians, education programs, med students and things. And one of the things we talk about is that, you know, the physicians that are in training, they're going into medicine to help people and they're human as well. And so they want families or they want their patients to get better. They want their treatments to work. They want those things. And it's a real shift. Like hospice and specifically palliative medicine are such a switch in mindset from how do we get you better to How do we help you to feel better right now? What can we do for you right now to help you to feel better? Because the things that we're doing to try to cure your disease or whatever it might be aren't working. And it is such a shift in mindset that I also understand how it's difficult for physicians to have those conversations. You know, and healthcare, it's hard. The type of healthcare system that we have, it's hard to build relationships. It's hard to have those meaningful moments where you feel like you really get to engage your patients. And that maybe that's why hospice is unique.
I would agree with that. Hospice is a specialty. Davidson County is fortunate to have hospice of Davidson County here in the community, providing care and serving patients.
Well, I think maybe that's a perfect lead in to sort of the main topic of our episode. But before I get into that, I did want to preview a little bit because we are sort of changing gears. You know, we started talking about some of the community organizations that we have highlighted over the last three seasons of our podcast, and we are going to continue to do that. We probably won't do that as regularly. We still want to make you aware of healthcare resources and other resources that can be helpful to community members in Davidson County. But we are going to take a little bit of a different perspective on how our hospice care in general, and some of the things that fall into that hospice and palliative medicine framework can make a difference in the community members of Davidson County. The citizens of Davidson County, what does it mean for hospice care, and how can it make a difference in our amazing community? And so that's the lead into what we've really been waiting on to put this first episode out, which is our most recent, I would call it an achievement. I would call it an achievement. We've worked very hard for it, but Josh, I'll let you sort of preview sort of what our most recent achievement was here at Hospice of Davidson County.
A preview. So it's several months ago, quite a while back, right? The star rating system came out from Hospice Compare. And I don't want to talk about where we started at, but, you know, we wanted to be recognized as a five-star hospice, right? That's the highest level. That's the goal. And Cole was very instrumental in the planning and coordinating of putting measures in place to achieve that, right? So, I mean, it was planned. We saw the outcome that we wanted. We had a goal and we worked towards it. And now we can proudly announce that we are a five-star hospice, right?
The only one in the area.
The only five-star hospice in Davidson County.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
And just to go back, you talked about where we start. You know, the whole star rating system was kind of put out on all of healthcare in many ways, but specifically hospices, just over a year ago. And the measurements come from quality surveys, and this episode is not going to be getting into quality surveys and metrics and percentages. But what it's a reflection of is how do we put the work in place to improve how patients and their families view our care, right? Like, that's why we do quality, right? Is to make it better for the patients. And so when Josh talks about the things that we put in place, you know, everything was surrounding how do we make the experience on hospice, as difficult as it is, how do we make it just a little bit better for patients and then their families, even once their loved one passes under our care?
Yeah. And the star rating system is solely based on patient and family satisfaction, right? It's not our staff saying that we're a five-star hospice, though all of them should. It's completely based on what patients and families say about the services that we provide in the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, really what that means for the residents of Davidson County, specifically Hospice of Davidson County patients and families, is that our folks are getting the best hospice care around. And that really means something. I know it means something to all the employees that work very hard to take care of their patients and families, but it means quite a few things for those that we take care of. And one of the things that it means is that we want to guide you through your loved one's journey. So when a patient is admitted under hospice care, right, we want to guide them through in the most peaceful way, helping to take care of. I always read the report when it comes out. There's a report by Empathy that talks about the cost of dying, right? Really, I mean, it tracks how much does it financially take when, you know, someone passes and there is a, you know, the funeral and all of that stuff. And the number would stagger you. And of course, I don't have that number right in front of me. It's over $9,000 though, right? That's a toll on the family, right? And we want to guide people through that process and help them feel prepared.
The emotional loss as well, right? It's not just financial. Cole, you're just mentioning the financial loss. And a lot of families aren't prepared for that. And they don't think about that. You don't think about that until the time comes. That's not something that most people plan ahead for. But then also dealing with the emotional loss and just grief. And Cole's very familiar with bereavement services. But we do provide we are a huge resource for the community in helping them through that.
I'm glad you said that, because I don't want people to think that it's just about, you know, well, what is it that I have to do? What is it that I have to get done, right? Because that I don't want to diminish the emotional and spiritual aspect of this process. But I do think that all of that stuff is some of the most, you know, we know that it's going to be hard when somebody gets sick and they're declining, right? We know that that's going to be emotionally hard. We might not know how hard, right? And we might be surprised sometimes at how difficult that is. But I do think the other stuff is pretty under discussed and most people are underprepared for. And really we start all of this before people are on our services, right? Through advanced directives, educations. We're out there in the community. We're talking, we're doing educations with skilled nursing facilities and all of that. So we really start there.
And I would like to add to it. I know you're going to mention a way for people to be able to look at the star rating system. But through that, you can compare the different hospices in our area and see how they're rated and what their patients and families are saying about them. And one thing that we've mentioned before, I know, but I always want to put it out there for people, you know, you have a choice in where you receive hospice care. Sometimes patients don't realize that, and families don't realize that, but you absolutely have a choice, and you can choose where you want to receive care, how you want to receive care. And that's something families aren't always aware of, but it's a huge part of hospice care.
Yeah, and it seems difficult, right? Because a lot of times hospice, the decision to go on hospice is made. We've had episodes on that. Talk about favorite episodes, right? We've had episodes on talking about when is the right time for hospice, and we say that it happens too late for folks, right? A lot of people are recommended for hospice care, and they're just given a list of names, right? Names on a sheet, and say pick one, right? That doesn't feel very much like a choice. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like you have, you know, you just say, well, just pick one. And I'm not, this isn't, you know, a rant against the healthcare system or anything like that, right? It is just that at this point, it is really hard emotionally to really feel like you have advocacy and autonomy in the care choices that you're making. It's really difficult. And we want to do the best job we can as healthcare providers to give that autonomy, give the relevant information, and help people make informed decisions and help them feel satisfied with the decisions that they make, right? You right. talked about that care compare, which, you know, comparing hospice, and that's literally what it's called. And we'll put the link into the episode bio of this, but it's run through Medicare, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And it's called Care Compare. And you can do this for all sorts of healthcare providers. This isn't just hospices, right? But you can put in your zip code for a hospice and or for where you live. and it will show you all the hospices in the area, and it'll show what they score well in. It'll show their overall score, and it will give you a sense of how does what they say they're going to do translate to the patients that they've served.
So when you call it, when you, you know, we hope that you will not be in a crisis, but when you do call in the middle of the night and you're needing something right then, right? Your family member needs something done right then to help with symptoms, whether it's shortness of breath, pain, nausea, vomiting, how fast is it going to take them to get that relief, right? How fast are the staff going to respond to that and get you the help that you need? Which that's all you care about in the middle of the night when that happens, right?
Yeah, that's when you really know who's there for you, right? That's when you really need us. We hope that you don't, right? We try to set our patients and their families up for success so that that things happen within a range of what's expected. There's always the unexpected, right? And no one can control that. But we do try to do the best we can. You know, we help families with education on what medications to give for what symptoms, how to help. I mean, even in our inpatient unit, right? We call and give our families updates when things change, and when there's questions on what they might want a family member to receive. And, you know, we really, communication and follow through being sort of, I would say, the two biggest keys to those things, right? Yes. Both on the front end to prepare people, but also on the back end when there is a crisis or there is something unexpected to come up.
Right. Does the family feel supported through the process? Do they have the support that they need to make the best decisions, keeping the patient as comfortable as possible? And a lot of times just feeling heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for today's discussion, we really wanted to highlight this. One group that I don't want to forget is the staff of Hospice of Davidson County that made this happen, this achievement happen for the agency. But more than, you know, we appreciate, you know, we like the achievement and we're very proud of it. But what really we're really proud of is that it means something for the stakeholders here in Davidson County, whether you've had hospice, have it, or will have hospice someday around your family. We want it to mean something for you. And so the staff here in our agency have made that happen. They make it happen every single day. They adapt, they change as the healthcare system changes. And I know as somebody who gets to work with them every day, I'm so incredibly proud to work for an agency that made this happen in such a short time.
Yeah. When you see that the goal and the top is the 5 stars, right? And you start working on things immediately, because we had a pretty quick response time to that, right? Putting things in place and doing things, and you're individualizing care, right? We talk about the staff that provide the care. The staff that provide the care is what got the 5 stars. Right. And so staff prioritize those one-on-one interactions with patients and families that, you know, sometimes 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time where you have that interaction with the family. That's what's getting you 5 stars. That interaction is what the family remembered. They will remember for the rest of their life. Right. Those moments.
That's a great way to sort of wrap up our discussion here, Josh. I appreciate that. Just a little preview. We're just gonna give a couple of the topics that we're gonna feature here on future episodes, sort of in no particular order. We do, you know, sort of part of explaining how our services make a difference in the community. We're gonna talk about the different certifications and licensures held by Hospice of Davidson County clinicians. We have an incredibly high standard for the staff who work here, the clinical staff that work here in their certifications. And they have a high standard for themselves as well. But we really look to licensure and certifications to be a guide in how we provide incredible care. And so we'll talk a little bit about those on an upcoming episodes. Something that we talk about, I think we do an episode on this every single season because it can't be talked about enough, is advanced directives. So we're going to talk about advanced directives, later on in the season when we come around April and Healthcare Decisions Day. We do want to give a hospice 101 that we're going to work with our medical director, Dr. Lana Ryman, who's been featured on here before, to have her discuss a little bit about just what hospice is and what it isn't. It's really, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, not just misconceptions, but just there's a lot of fear and angst around it. And we want to clear some of that up. And then we're going to do some celebration of our staff throughout this year as well. And the work that they do. So that's just a short preview of what we have going on. Josh will be here, like it or not, quite a bit this season. And I only say that because I'm the one with the mic on right now. So Josh, like it or not, you're here. And I guess that's like it or not for him too.
It is. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to some great discussions and being able to spend some time with Cole and, you know, drink some coffee, talk about some topics. And I do want to say one more time, congratulations to all the Hospice of Davidson County staff on achieving 5 stars. It's amazing work. We can't celebrate it enough. We're thrilled to be here and happy to serve with such a group team, a group of team members that can provide exceptional patient care.
Absolutely. And we will try to make sure that in every preview that we do that we're drinking coffee, because that is the point of doing this. And even though this is mostly an audio medium and you can't hear us drinking coffee, we definitely do it the whole time. Both Josh and I, little pull back the curtain here, both Josh and I are incredible coffee lovers, black only, no cream.
Don't pollute it with anything else.
That's right. And you can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, on our website, hospiceofdavidson.org. Again, all the applicable links will be in the bio. And again, thanks for listening to episode 1 here of season 4. And hopefully you're able to tune in for the rest of the season.